This is VOA News via remote. Tommy McNeil. Local police say the Taliban fighters took control of a key district in Afghanistan's northern Kunduz province and encircled the provincial capital. The insurgent group's recent battlefield victories have come amid a stalemate in peace talks and a U.S. troop withdrawal still on pace to conclude by early September. Police in Kunduz said the fighting around Imam Sahib district began late Sunday, and by midday Monday, the Taliban had overrun the district headquarters and were in control of the police base. They were within a kilometer of the provincial capital. Dozens of districts have fallen to the Taliban since May 1st, when U.S. and NATO troops began their final departure from Afghanistan. U.S. Special Representative for North Korea Soon Kim met with South Korean Unification Minister Lee In-young on Tuesday to discuss the North Korean nuclear issue and find a way to resume suspended dialogues between the nations. Kim said Monday that the U.S. is hoping to receive a response from North Korea for the U.S. proposal for the meeting. Lee urged North Korea to respond to the proposal, stating now was a good opportunity to reopen discussions. COVID-19 deaths in the United States have dipped below 300 a day for the first time since the early days of the disaster in March of 2020. While the drive to put shots in arms hit another encouraging milestone Monday, 150 million Americans fully vaccinated. The coronavirus was the third leading cause of death in the United States in 2020, behind heart disease and cancer, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But now, as the outbreak loosens its grip, it has fallen down the list of the biggest killers. This is VOA News. Cuba's government announced on Monday that its three-shot Abdallah vaccine has proven to be 92% effective against the coronavirus and provided no details of the clinical testing. It is one of the vaccines Cuba's testing. It recently said its Soberana 2 vaccine has shown a 62% efficacy. The announcement came as Cuba faces its worst outbreak since the start of the pandemic with record new infections. Panama's top diplomat said Monday that she has asked the United States for financial help in dealing with the large number of migrants who crossed the jungle between Colombia and Panama and plans to ask European countries to contribute as well. Foreign Minister Erica Moniz says that the United States is considering the request. Moniz said she was asking or would ask European governments on her upcoming visit to Europe. She said the number of migrants arriving at Panama's southern border is expected to rise in the coming months alone. Thousands of migrants, many from Haiti or African countries, make the dangerous crossing of the Darien Gap on foot in hopes of reaching the U.S. border. The newly appointed governor of South Sudan is facing calls to institute the death penalty for anyone involved in intercommunal fighting, cattle raids, or road ambushes, all of which have become rampant in the state. The state governor and hundreds of residents attended a workshop Sunday to discuss remedies to the violence. The United Nations says more than 8,500 children were used as soldiers last year in various conflicts across the world and says nearly 2,700 other children were killed in such conflicts despite being non-combatants. An annual UN report on children in armed conflict released on Monday reported more than 19,000 cases worldwide of maiming, sexual abuse, abduction, denial of humanitarian aid, targeting of schools or hospitals for attacks and recruitment of children for armed conflict. Australia said Tuesday it will strongly oppose a UNESCO plan to list the Great Barrier Reef as in danger over deterioration caused by climate change. The UN body released a draft report Monday recommending the reef's World Heritage status be downgraded because of its dramatic coral decline after years of public threats to do so. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.